Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Okay, let's get the monthly staff meeting started. First off, this Saturday is the annual holiday parade, and as many of you know, the parade goes right down our street. It's always one of our busiest days. Lots of people will stop by for lunch, and the line can get quite long. So we'll need a few extra cooks and servers, and everyone who works that day will get overtime pay. Let me know soon if you're able to work on Saturday. Oh, and I strongly recommend taking the bus or train if you can. Remember that it will be very difficult to park on Saturday during the event.
Number 71. According to the speaker, what will take place on Saturday? Number 72. Where do the listeners work? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest that the listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jamie. I really like the suggestion you gave at yesterday's staff meeting for promoting our electronics store. I think holding a photography contest is a great idea, especially since we mainly sell cameras and camera equipment. There are several things we'd have to do to prepare for it, though, like decide on a submission deadline and outline the basic rules for the contest. We could even consider offering a prize for the first place winner. Let's meet sometime this week to get started. I'll take a look at our schedules this morning and book a time for us to get together.
Number 74. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 75. What is the talk mainly about? Number 76. What does the speaker say he will do this morning? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Okay, everyone. Before you head out to the factory floor this morning to start your shifts, I have a brief announcement. As most of you know, the new conveyor belt is now installed and up and running. This new conveyor belt is very similar to the older model, except it's twice as fast as the old one. This means that our factory can now move double the number of units per hour. Clearly, this is a big improvement in production speed. However, it could also be a challenge for us to watch out for production errors, so you're all required to watch a short training video this morning before starting work.
Number 77. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 78. What key difference does the speaker point out? Number 79. What does the speaker say the listeners must do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Guangho. Listen, I hate to bother you after you've left the office for the day, but I just took a look at the materials for the health insurance orientation we're doing for our new employees on Wednesday morning. Andre was supposed to finish preparing the new employee benefits packets, but he's been out sick, so they're not done. I know you're going to be busy, but I don't have any appointments tomorrow. I do have a couple of questions about some of the materials, though, so give me a call back. Thanks.
Number 80. According to the speaker, what will happen on Wednesday? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
I don't have any appointments tomorrow?
Number 82. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you work in the technology industry? Want to stay updated on the latest industry trends? Subscribe to our online magazine, Tech Now. This month's issue is devoted to women who are leaders in the technology field. We're pleased to present an exclusive interview with Erica Clifton, the founder and CEO of Clifton Technology Solutions. Erica gives advice for women starting their own businesses and shares her personal success story. If you subscribe to TechNow today, you'll receive a free padded carrying case for your laptop. But hurry, the promotion expires in a week.
Number 83. According to the speaker, what is special about this month's issue of Tech Now? Number 84. Who is Erica Clifton? Number 85. What does the magazine offer this week with a subscription? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Health on the Go, a weekly broadcast that gives you advice about your eating habits. Today we're talking about salt. Who's heard that salt is not good for you? Well, this negative view of salt is surprising because it's simply not true. You actually do need some salt in your diet to remain healthy. But remember, salt occurs naturally in most foods, so you don't need to add extra salt to your diet. In fact, even fruits and vegetables contain salt. I know you're all interested in trying more recipes that use fruits and vegetables. We'll be talking about that on next week's broadcast.
Number 86. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 87. Why does the speaker say she is surprised? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
we'll be talking about that on next week's broadcast.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
Welcome to the evening news. I'm your host, Charlene Dawson. We've got a lot of interesting stories to cover on tonight's program. And at the top of our list is an exciting announcement from Francisco City, where a solar-powered airport will be built, one of the very first solar-powered airports in the world. If you're looking for a job, NASA Builders, the construction firm that is building the airport, will be holding an employment fair next month. At the fair, they'll interview and hire workers for the project. For more details about NASA Builders, check the city's website.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what is unique about the airport? Number 90. What does the speaker say will happen next month? Number 91. According to the speaker, how can the listeners get information about the construction firm? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Hi, everyone. My name is Raul Bautista, and this is History with Raul, the weekly podcast where we investigate little-known historical facts that have had a huge impact on today's world. Today we'll be discussing a topic from art history. We'll hear about the mysterious disappearance of some paintings from a museum in 17th century Europe. Professor Ignacio Ortega from Westland University will explain what happened. But before we speak to Professor Ortega, please remember, this program is only made possible by the financial support of our members. Visit historywithraul.org today.
Number 92. What is the topic of this week's podcast? Number 93. Who is the guest on this week's podcast? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"This program is only made possible by the financial support of our members"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Welcome back, everyone. At tonight's session, we'll pick up where we left off and go right into a discussion of the different types of interviews, in person, by phone, etc. After a brief break, I'll split you into small groups so you can practice being in an actual interview situation. I'll walk around the room and listen to each group in order to give you individual feedback. Now, before we start, please sign your name on the attendance sheet on my desk.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. On which date is the talk being given? Number 96. What will the listeners do after the break? Number 97. What does the speaker remind the listeners about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and garden layout.
Thanks for attending this planning meeting for the new neighborhood garden. I'm Chow, and I'm coordinating this project. Here's the layout for the new garden. We'll mostly be planting vegetables, but we will have a herb garden too, and we're going to plant that first. The herbs are going to go in the plot between the picnic area and the tool shed. Also, I need volunteers to help me on Saturday. I'd like to put up a fence around the perimeter of the garden. The wood for the fence will be delivered that morning.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where will herbs be planted? Number 100. What does the speaker plan to do on Saturday?